next thing is get a baseline of that information. Learn the basics of SSI, SSDI, Medicaid, Medicare, and then use it. Okay? Because it's not like learning to ride a bike. Benefits planning is one of those things where if you don't use it, you'll lose the skills. You know, you have to put it into practice. So learn it, talk about the stuff that you're comfortable with, and build a base of knowledge and work on building a little base of knowledge that'll help you. Okay? And all these are things that don't take a huge amount of time. They're things that you can do kind of as you go along. And I know this because that's how I learned it. I mean, I started out in a position pretty similar to an employment specialist where I had all these other responsibilities. What I found, though, is that learning that basic stuff helped me so much in my job, you know, and it made it so sometimes I would have folks that it made the difference between a placement and somebody leaving a job. You know, it made a difference between a person keeping a job and leaving. I mean, that's how I got started in the first place. I had somebody who left a job for reasons that we could have taken care of up front if I had known more about the benefits system. You know, I didn't want that to happen again. You know, and especially when you're working really hard to place a person, you've gone through all this, you've built this relationship with the person, and they finally go to work, and you see that excitement, and you see the joy, and how happy a person is at finding that job. If you haven't dealt with the benefits planning stuff up front, then there's a chance that you're going to see that whole dismay when they get the letter from Social Security.